USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We're set to begin day 27 of the partial government shutdown, and President Trump is holding firm for his border wall money. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham thinks the president should open up government and negotiate over border security.
I just don't see another path. If this doesn't work, then you better do the executive action, because I don't see any legislative solution.
President Trump has signed a bill that will give workers affected by the partial shutdown back pay. The House and Senate had voted to give back pay to some 800,000 federal employees either furloughed or working without wages during the shutdown. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has asked the president to delay his State of the Union address. She said he could either submit his report to Congress in writing, or he could deliver it alone in the Oval Office. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air, things to look forward to, and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Last month, the Trump administration declared victory over the Islamic State in Syria. And now, there's been a suicide bomb attack at a restaurant in Najib that left 4 Americans dead. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shannon.
Our fight against terrorism is ongoing, and we will remain vigilant and committed to its destruction.
The Americans, 2 service members, a civilian Defense Department employee, and a contractor were dining when the bomber walked by and blew himself up. An attack allegedly targeting federal buildings in the nation's capital was thwarted. U.S. Attorney B.J. Pack says authorities acted on a tip from the community and arrested a 21-year-old Georgia man.
His alleged intent was to attack the White House and other targets of opportunity in the Washington, D.C. area by using explosive devices, including an improvised explosive device, an anti-tank rocket.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Fake news strikes again. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The Washington Post had to warn people that fake hard copies of their newspaper were being distributed around downtown Washington, D.C. The Post saying there were fake print editions circulating, as well as a website designed to look just like the paper. People were seen outside the White House and Union Station handing out the fake copies, which falsely read that President Trump was abruptly leaving office. The Post says it's looking into the issue. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An online streaming service is raising its rates again. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Netflix announced their basic plan will go from $8 to $9 a month, while the most expensive plan will go from $14 to $16 a month. The streaming service has raised their rates 4 out of the last 5 years. And financial analyst Rick Minoris tells CBS This Morning, this is par for the course, and most people just are used to those charges coming out of their account.
It's a monthly plan. It is something that you sort of just set it and forget it, like many other monthly subscription services. It's almost an afterthought when you're scouring your credit card bill and that $12.99 a month comes around. You're usually fine with it.
As far as how many more price hikes consumers will put up with, Minoris believes
there will come a point where people say, no mas. But until they get to that point, you're going to see Netflix nickel and dime about every year or so and adjust their prices higher.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.